Ashrayus Asher Lolach Batas Rishalim Uvider Chatim Lo Amod Umashav Leitzim Lo Yashav Ki Misaras Anay Chetzo Uvso Uvso Yege Yaman Veloilo V'yoke Shasu Al Palimoy Masher Kriyo Yiteng Ve'ito Ve'alei Lo Yibol V'chol Asher Yase Yatzliach Lochein Arshayim Kim Kamotz Asher Tidfen Uruach Al Kein Lo Yakumu Rishayim Ba'mishpat וחתם בדס צדיקים כי יודע אדוני דרך צדיקים ודרך ישרים טובי. Happy is the one who has not followed the counsel of the wicked, nor stood in the path of sinners, nor sat in the company of the scornful. Rather, his delight is in Hashem's Torah, meditating in Hashem's Torah day and night. And he'll be like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in season, whose leaves will not wither, and whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked, who are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked shall not survive judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous, for Hashem loves the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked is doomed. Right away after the Besorah Roah yesterday, the question came up, what can we do tonight of that parent-child learning in the shul? Is it appropriate to have children learning with parents while the Levi is going on? Right away Shai said, his father would want the learning to go on, no question about it. And Henry said, learning would be a schus for Yossi Stern. And I thought to myself, something else. Let the children sit in the Beis Medrash and ask their parents, why are all these people coming to shul tonight? What's going on in Bnei Yeshur? The parents could say, a Gava Rabba, a great person, has left us. Evel Gadol Ayudin. It's a time of grief, a time of mourning for Jews in our shul, in our community, and beyond. Of course, first and foremost, the family with Rivka, beloved wife, with Shai and Effi, who are before us, with Dvorah and Nava, who are in Eretz Yisrael, with granddaughter Bina, who's here as well. This morning in the Nusuk Svad Minyan, I looked over to the corner where Yossi sat daily, Yomam Valayla. Sometimes it seemed hourly. And I thought to myself, the Pasuk that Yaakov exclaimed to his sons, Yosef Einenu. Yosef is not here. You don't know what it's like when a fixture is removed from us, when a pillar is no longer, when a familiar face, a friendly face, a caring face, a loving face is now taken from us. Rav Yosef Mordechai Simcha Ben Chaim Meir, he was a gavra. The Gavra Rabba. He lived such a perfectly Jewish Torah life. From early in the morning until late at night, and I mean early in the morning, Lifnei Kros HaGeder, until late at night, long after I retired and most of us, his life was bounded by Torah, Avodah, and Gmilus Chasodim. That was his entire life. The sketch, you know, we know, one of the first principles of Torah Academy, maybe you don't know that, one of the founders of the Daf Yomi here in Shul. It was so much more than that. It was a tremendous support to me. I hope I was able to always be a support to him, and I tried. And of course, almost everyone here knows him as the founder, the executive director of Project Ezra. Project Ezra really was his brainchild. He originated it. It was in response to a particular need that arose in the shul. Wasn't even a member of the shul, but the need rose in our shul. And he responded to the need, and he came to me right away, and he said, we must establish a formal organization. And I was involved from the very beginning. And I tell you with honesty, my main contribution was my suggestion that Ezra be capitalized. Project Ezra. Ezra's capitalized. Everything else he did, consulted on the protocol, the routine that will be established, the goals, the objectives, but everything came from within him. And I tell you, it came from his neshama, and I had implicit trust in him from the day it started until yesterday. Implicit trust in everything that he did. Because everything that he did was L'shem Shamayim. And he was a man who was literally Moser Nefesh to help Jews. I could add, he was Moser Guf B'Nefesh. Not just Nefesh. Physically, it was a strain. And he internalized every tzara that came before him. And the tzaras were numerous. And it started as an effort to find people who were out of work, jobs, metamorphosed into something that was much broader than that. Helping families in need get over the hump of difficult times. But it was done in such a way that the families, at the end of the process, should be able to be self-sufficient, independent. The last thing that he wanted was long-term dependency, because that would be disastrous for the person, the spouse, the family, could not be sustained. So the goal was to help people in the short term so they would be brought back on their feet and be able to sustain themselves. And I know occasionally people have different expectations, but that was the goal, and it worked. There's dozens and dozens, hundreds of people found jobs, and families were put back on their feet with dignity and self-respect. And very oftentimes getting them there was not easy. It was emotionally, psychologically, and physically taxing. And I lived with this through the early years of Project Ezra, with many of the cases. Yossi never wavered, because his objective, his mindset, his goal was always on the prize. And the prize was bringing comfort and succor and help to Jews. Period. And that's why it expanded beyond Bergen County and other parts of New Jersey. And that's why other parts of the country established similar programs following the guidelines that we had. But it was all him. It was all him. A staff joined, but everything flowed from him. He was the heart. He was the lathe. Everyone else were arteries and veins carrying his blood, his kochos, to the mutual endeavor. His day was dedicated to Klal Yisrael. He started in our shul, what essentially began as a one-man kiruv operation. 5:30 in the morning, 6 in the morning, he would bring people who had trouble reading Hebrew, weren't that familiar with the sources, and learn with them and daven with them, mila b'mila, word by word. He would bypass the regular minyan just to sit with them. During the day, he had chavrusas. At night, I'd come to shul mincha ma'ariv. He's in that seat, the table, the base medrash, learning with people tomorrow, people from shul, stop. Chavrusas at night also. What a life. He packed so much into one day in terms of Torah, Avoda, and Gemilus Chasadim, that the loss is immense. Torah says this morning, Vayavo Kalish, Vayaviv Kalish, Asher Nisa'ol Libo, V'chol Asher Nadvo Rucho, every person, every man, Asher Nisa'ol Libo, whose heart was lifted, Asher Nadvo Rucho, whose spirit, he donated, he contributed, Oso Heviu, as Trumas Hashem Lumleches Ol Moed. They brought the offering to God in the Ol Moed. It's the difference between the Sa'oli Bo and Nadvarucho. A person whose heart is lifted, Nadvarucho, a person who contributes his spirit. Rav Tsukuman writes, Zechatzadat Evracho, Nisa'oli Bo is the one who is influenced by the enthusiasm of others. People have an idea, that's why it's reflexive, passive. Nisa'ol libo, his heart was lifted, did lift his own heart. Enthusiasm, the excitement of others for an idea, for a project, they inspired that person. So his heart was lifted by others. Nadvo rucho is the person who's self-motivated, who's self-inspired. It's an active verb. Nadvo rucho gives his own spirit. He puts his life into it. He's the one who inspires others. Yossi was nadvo rucho. He gave his spirit. He's the one who inspired others. He's the one who brought others to Torah, to Tefillah, to Maisim Tovim, who brought others back to a sense of themselves, of who they can be after life's storms had worn them down. And he said, no, you will recover. You will stand on your feet. You'll have a sense of kavod atzmi, of self-respect. You will support your family. You will be able to handle your own finances. And you will be able to contribute to others who need help long after your situation has been resolved. That's Nadvo Rucho. Sure, his heart was lifted by the support of the community, but it's his spirit that guided everything and brought us to this point. He was a tremendous Baal Bitachon. Tremendous Baal Bitachon. And it doesn't make it easier now. All he ever wanted to do was serve Hashem and learn Torah and help Jews. That's all he wanted to do. And when difficult times arose, he would always say to me, maybe use the same expression, the family, he would say to me, it's all good. It's all good. He would say it again and again. It's all good because it's all min hashamayim. He would be telling us to say the same thing now, even though we don't feel it. It can't be good, because there's such a void, there's such a chasm in the family, in our hearts, in the community, in Klal Yisrael. But he would say it's all good. Big shoes to fill. I don't know how they're going to be filled. He did so much for so many. And so frequently, the Gavra Rabba is gone. The Roshem is enormous. The effect on me, on us, on all those who knew him and loved him is staggering. But he would say it's all good. And I leave him with those words echoing in my mind. And my last memory of the words that he said to me, may a soul be bound up in the bond of eternal life, the Nomar Amen. We call upon Effie to recite Tehillim Tesvah.
Mor le David, Adonai mi yagur ba'alecha, mi yishkol b'har kodshecha, holech tamim ufo tzedek, b'dover emes b'lvavo, lo ragal l'shono, lo asar l'reyeu ra'a, v'tarpa lo nasa k'ravo, nivzeh b'inav nimas, v'es yirei Adonai yichabei, nishpa lo rav lo yamir, kaspo lo nasan b'nesher, v'shochan anoki lo lakach, o se'il lo yimo li'olam. This morning, Vayakel, we heard of Moshe gathering together Bnei Yisrael to teach them Shabbos, to teach them about the Mishkan. And at the end of the section, the Torah tells us Vayitzu called out Bnei Yisrael and his name Moshe. That the Jewish people left from in front of Moshe. Of course they left. That's where they were. Moshe gathered the people together so many times, and the Torah doesn't have to tell us that they left Milifnei Moshe. Why does the Torah have to tell it to us here? And perhaps the answer is that when we experience something in life, we can choose whether to take that experience with us forward, to make it part of our future, our present, or to leave it behind as something in the past. And Bnei Yisrael realized when they left Moshe, Vayitzu kodas Bnei Yisrael milifnei Moshe, when they left from in front of Moshe, they realized that they were leaving Moshe. They realized they were in the presence of a great person, a great Navi, a great leader. And they took that with them. My experiences, and compared to so many others, me on you, ma on you, what am I doing up here speaking? But they were that way. They were that way with Rav Yossi. Because to me, he was not a friend. He was not just a person who loved learning, who had a love for Svarim. He was a Rebbe. I've had, among the years, many, many amazing Rebbeim. But Rav Yossi was a Rebbe because he was my Rebbe in Chesed. You need a Rebbe in everything, and he taught me what it means to care for other people, what Ahavas Yisrael is, how much concern you need to have for the welfare of every single Jew. And his dedication to Klal Yisrael, and in particular to Bergen County, cannot be fathomed. Ask any one of the Rabbanim, there are many in this room, and most of the stories of what Project Ezra has accomplished can't be shared. They need to be hidden. There's so much more than anybody can even fathom. That's what he did. And sometimes he would push hard with that Azla Zikadusha, knowing that he was acting on behalf of Klal Yisrael, needing to accomplish, needing to make sure that people were taken care of. And he understood that Chesed has parameters. Numerous times I would get a call in the middle of the day on my cell phone in Yeshiva, find Rav Schechter, now I have a question. I need to know whether we can do this or that. A person's family depends on it, find him now. And he would call back again and again, did he find him? He had that sense of urgency because every single Jew mattered. Every single person. That's Chesed, that's Ahavas Yisrael. And his children and his Rebbetzin, they understood it. And what we all should understand and what we will understand in the coming days is that without Rav Yossi, this community could never have been what it is. And we all feel and we will feel more the loss. This void, we have so much to pick up from. And I think the ultimate kavod for my Rebbe in Chesed, for Rav Yossi, is for each of us when we leave tonight to understand that tonight is one of those moments. It's a time to take in the experience, to take in the lesson, to appreciate what it means to be Moser Nefesh. For Chesed, for Avas Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael. And never to leave that in the past, to take it with us in the future, just like Klal Yisrael did. And when we leave tonight, Vayetzu Ko Adas Yisrael Milifnei Yotzi, those lessons of community, of Avas Yisrael, and each of our responsibilities to every single Jew should come with us.
Call Baruch Simon to recite the Tehillim Tum Chaf Gimel.
Nizmor leDavid, Hatanoi Roi Mo Echzar, Dinos Desha Yar Bitzeini, Almei Menuchos Hina Aleini, Nafshi Shovev Yanchaini, Vimar Beit Tzedek Laman Shemo, Gam Ki Eilech Begeitz Halmoves, Lo Yivaro Ki Hato Imadi, Shiftecho Mishatecho Heima Yinachamuni, Taroch Lefonai Shulchon Heget Zorah, Tishanto Vashem Hroshi Kosi Rivaya Achto Vachesed Yedifuni Kol Yimei Chayoi Vishafti Vreis Adonai Liorach Yomim.
Thus it was tremendous Moki Rabbanon par excellence. It was his doing that brought Ephraim Waxman to Tina for the first time many, many years ago. Call upon Rabbi Waxman for words of Esther. Motzei Shabbos Kodesh. In the Zmiris of Motzei Shabbos, the Zmiris that tells the story of Ish Chassid Hoya. It was an Ish Chassid, a poor man who had nothing to eat, who couldn't support his family. And he went out without a pruta to his name, hoping that somehow he would find help. And he's approached by Eliyahu HaNavi. And Eliyahu HaNavi tells him, look, I'll be your servant. You take me and you can sell me. And you can sell me for a fortune of money. You'll be able to support your family. And he took him, he sold him for Shmoyna Meyas Elef Zehuvin. And the person who bought him, he said, Toy Mama Lachtecha, Levinyan Choch Masecha, Tachlis Tachlu, Falter Hayata Ben Chayim. Can you build, if you can build me a palace, I'll guarantee you freedom when you finish building. And Eliyahu HaNavi began to build Polin, Poyalin. But he saw he couldn't finish. Shiva Bachatsi Alayla, he called out in the middle of the night, Amei Noira Alila, Yazamti Vinimkarti Lahavidi, I sold myself as an Eved, L'chvoitcha V'loi L'chvoidi, for your honor, Hashem, not for mine. Borei Oilam B'kinyan Hashem Zahabinya. We need to understand, what do Eliyahu HaNavi think? He sold himself as an Eved, and he's going to build a palace. He knew he couldn't build a palace. He knew he was going to cry out in the middle of the night and say, Rabbi Shalom, I can't do it. So what was the point of selling himself for an Eved? And perhaps the answer is that he knew, in order to merit the Siyata Dishmaya, to be able to build a palace, something which under normal circumstances he couldn't do, it would depend on his first being able to say to another Eid, I am prepared to be your Eved. To sell himself as an Eved for a Yid, and then he can turn to the Rebbeinu Shlomo and accomplish things that he otherwise wouldn't have been able to accomplish. Rabbi Yosef Zichrono Livracha gave his life. He was an Eved for Klal Yisrael. An Eved for Klal Yisrael. He lived for others. Every moment of his life was devoted to thinking of how he can help another Yid. And as we heard before, much of what he did we'll never even know. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew. And he could turn to the Rebbeinu Shlomo and accomplish the extraordinary.
Because he was able to say, Ribbono shel Olam, you know, l'chvoidcha v'loy l'chvoidi. I live for Klal Yisrael, I don't think of my own honor. He was ready to make tough decisions with a tremendous chokhmah. And very difficult, because sometimes in certain situations, when you want to help somebody, and you have to be a tremendous pikeach, to be a chacham, but it says this week in the parasha, to be a chacham leiv, to be able to blend the loving heart to want to help somebody, and to put that together with the chachma and the wisdom to know and understand what's best and what that person needs. And we could be mispalo. He was taken away such a young age, and there's so much that he was in the middle of doing. So much that he was in the middle of accomplishing that the people are beginning to try to continue. They said we didn't even know where to start. And we turn to the Rabbi Yisrael and we say, Boye Oyelam Bikinya Hashlem Zahabinya. The binyan that he began, the hearts, the lave, the Chnesoy Liboy, the Chokhma that came from an uplifted heart, from a heart filled with Yisraelimus. From a heart that understood, you know, it's one thing to do chesed, but to understand what the other person needs. Vayake Yosef es Echov. He was makir in his penetrating pikhus. Vayake Yosef es Echov. And often, and will still never know what he did. Vahim loya kiru. There's so much of Yosef, was a bechin of a tzaddik nister, that will never, never know. But he changed the world. He had an effect that's felt in this community, that's felt everywhere. Everybody knew the Yosef. The Yosef is someone to turn to. Someone who will take what the person needs and carry it on his shoulders and step in and make the other person feel, make him feel that he's being taken care of. When Klal Yisrael went in the Midbar, they were led by two Aroinas. There was the Aroinas of Yosef and the Oren HaKodesh. And they said, Kayim Zeh Masha Kosuf Bazeh. And here we stand before the Oren HaKodesh, and we are Malavad Aroinas of Yosef. And we can say, Kayim Zeh Masha Kosuf Bazeh. His Erenskayt in Nimit HaToyrim, in Midas HaEmes, his integrity, his Vekis in Talmidei Chachomim. Chazal tell us, Hayom Ro Vayono, Yisma Ro, Aroyne Shol Yosef. To split the Yamsev, the Kriyas Yamsev, Chazal compared to many things, Kosher Zivugon to Kriyas Yamsev, Kosher Panasosen, Shol Odom to Kriyas Yamsev. Kriyas Yamsev is Nisav in the Flores. What do we need to create a Kriyas Yamsuf? From the Yamsu Aroyne Shol Yosef, the Yam split. We stand before Aroyne Shol Yosef, leading with Chesed, with Ahavas Yisrael. Klal Yisrael needs so many Yeshuas. We need Refuas, we need Parnosa, we need Zivugim. There's a Yam that of need. Hayom Ro, Baroyne Shol Yosef, the Chassodim, the Emes, the love, the Ahavas Yisrael. The Alter from the Vardik once said, when the Eid comes up to Shemayim, he'll be asked, did you light up the world like the Shemesh B'Tzaharayim? Did you bring light to the world? Did you change the world? And that's going to be a question every one of us is going to be asked. But Yosef can answer. But Yosef can answer, I lit up the world. I lit up lives. Places where there was darkness, I brought oil. Kishemesh with Tzoharayim. The Rebbeinu Shlom should help that we should be able to continue. Hashlem Zehabinyan. All of the Mishpacha, his devoted wife, Zolzayn Gesund and Stark, who stood by his side with such dedication and is a complete shutif and partner in all his avodas HaKodesh, his extraordinary children, all of the mishpacha, all of the good to Yedidim, who were led with the feeling of Achrayus, or the Eid who cried out, Ani Yosef, follow me, will still continue to follow. Even though it's a midbar, we can't follow Yosef, we can follow the Adonai and show Yosef. The Rabbi Yisrael is all help him. All his extraordinary schusim should be Mashpia Yeshua's for all of Klal Yisrael. Should be a Melech Yosef for the entire Mishtocha, the entire Kehillah, for all of Klal Yisrael. She gezoicha b'karev tovach Hashem lekindim mal kolponim v'volitzi en goyim. We should only hear Yeshua's and Refuah's and Shalom and Yeshua's and Nachomim by all of Klal Yisrael.
Less than 2 years ago, when I introduced my father and my son's bar mitzvah, I said that would be my hardest task. Little did I know, but 2 years later, going to have a much harder one, to be lost from my father. Every morning my father died, every morning, there were words that he always said out loud. And he said it like this: "Emes Ashrei Sheyishmal Mitzvoisecho, V'Seirascho Devarcho Yasim Alibay." And he said it out loud every single morning: "Emes Ashrei Sheyishmal Mitzvoisecho, V'Seirascho Devarcho Yasim Alibay." And that word of Emes, my father, Emes. Ashrei sheyishmal mitzvoisecha b'seirascha u'devarcha yasim alibay. It's Torah. Every word that he said was his heart. Before my father went into surgery, I called him after he was here, and I was in Los Angeles, and I said, Abonu, how are you? And my father, he said, I'm good. I said, what's my English, you're good? He said, listen, I went through the entire parsha. I learned every Rambam. I did today's daf. I did tomorrow's daf. I'm good. Sunday, I'll pick up the daf. Let's learn. Today's Rambam. The rabbi brought down the pasuk. I shared his story. We boy. The Rambam brings down and says, Kilo Hoya Bahem Shalama Ramalofa Sahila Memalamed Avo Motza Vitivoy Shiye de Lazois Vidba Liboy Bedarfe Hashem. What my father accomplished in his life, and I had a very interesting conversation less than 3 weeks ago in Los Angeles with my father. And I told my father, I said, Avo, you did it all. You've accomplished everything. I said, you started off as a teacher, and for those who know my father, knew that he never stopped teaching. He loved to teach. He had a patience to learn with people that was unparalleled, on whatever level. You were someone who didn't know how to learn, even didn't know the alephbeis. He sat with you with a patience and a love and a yahava. Or if you were a moira to get Talmud Chacham, my father was there to learn and to challenge you in your learning, and he was there holding with the greatest of Talmud Chachamim. I had an amazing sechus that many, many times we went to Eretz Yisrael together. Times we went with the Mishpacha all together. There were times we went just the two of us on special trips, and your trips were mamish. Brooklyn. Well, you took a trip. They were trips to go to restaurants. They were trips to do nonsense. They were trips with a schedule from Yoimah, Valayim, and the Zitz, and the Lord. But to Tzadikim, Kibrei Tzadikim. We daven. It's a chus. What is a chus to go with a tati? To Eretz Yisrael. And to nothing else. And to learn. And he was tired. For those who know me, know that I couldn't care less about sleeping, especially when I'm in Eretz Yisrael. My father said to me, he goes, don't worry about it. Let's go. He napped in the car. The rabbi said, my father used to always say the words, all good, all good. My father taught us nonstop. He always prefaced it and say, as Zaidi said, Kolman de Ovalov Rachmona Latav of it. He went from a teacher in the classroom to being a business person. You know, some people would say that not every father should do this, and my father would take me out of high school, and he would take me on business trips. How fortuitous, how chachmadik that was, that I was zoicha to travel with my father on business trips, and to see vusmentos and erlechayid. Wherever we went, we had to travel for business. We didn't miss a minyan. We didn't miss a dafyoyimi. When I first moved to L.A., I'd walk into shul and everyone says, oh, how's your father? How do you know my father? He goes, what do you mean? Your father never come to Los Angeles. He was the first guy at the shul. Before it was popular and acceptable to wear a yarmulke in business, my father traveled with a yarmulke on his head. With such an erlichkeit, such a tumus. Many people in jewelry business told me they only bought because they knew how honest he was in everything that he did. But then he'd always go out and tell us, listen, Kindalach. He said, the Sabbath would tell us, Lo Hachayim Sargel. Life is not a ruler, for there are bumps in the road. And after he had to leave business, and he went through a challenging time. Most people, when they go through a challenging time in business, especially when they're young enough and capable enough, intelligent enough, and resourceful enough, they dig deep, and they reach out to friends and say, help me, I need to start a business. I want to go out there, I want to make money. I want to help, I want to give tzedakah. My father says, if I'm going through this, there must be many others going through this. And what he taught us, and he taught this community and all the Klal Yisrael, life is not about us. It's not about, he said, life's not about me. Life's about what I can do for the next. If I'm going through this, that means others are going through it. How can I go ahead and help other people? Could have started another business, could have raised money, could have accomplished, could have been incredibly successful. There are two different types of people that give. The Or HaChaim HaKodesh says in this week's parsha on the same pasuk, there's a misnadev, one who gives according to his yicharis, his capabilities. But there's a different person. There's a person who gives yoisim yicholtoi, greater than his capabilities. Migoydel tuvias liboy. Someone who gives out of the greatness and how huge and massive the heart is, and that someone is called an Esoi Liboy. And what does that mean? It says Shehalev Menaseu Ma'arichoi Be'erich Oshi Yoisem Mashi. Whatever more he can give physically is how much more he can give with his heart. His commitment to Torah was mamish ein l'shayer. He used to mamish beat into us as children in Yazvein Yoyim Yoyimayim Yazveka. Every single day we have to learn more and more and more. Every single day, so many of the Sfarim. I was in the Nusra Sfarim Union today, and I look around and I see all the Sfarim that my father has introduced to this Kehillah, whether it be the Minchas Asher from Rav Asher Weiss. For those who understand how close my father was to Rav Asher Weiss, I made a cheshbon today that my father learned it from Rav Asher Weiss over 500 times. Not 100 times, not one day, not one week, not one year. A chavrusa shaft over the ocean from Eretz Yisrael, wherever Rav Asher was, wherever my father was, 500 times. How many of us can say that we have such a consistency in learning? He used to tell me, he goes, Tatala, it's not enough for you to learn the daf 1 hour a day or 2 hours a day. My father would spend over 3 hours a day on the daf Hayomi. Torah. Chesed. Torah's chayim and ahavas chesed. Torah's chayim and ahavas chesed.
When I introduced my father, my son's bar mitzvah, I told over that every single day we say the words, V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol moedecha. And it says in Rashi, b'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzarecha. What is the mishnei yitzarecha? We all know we have two different yitzarim, the yitzar toiv and yitzar hara. And Rav Osner asks a very, very simple question. What does it mean that a person has a yitzar hara when it comes to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha? How can a person serve the Eibishter with the Yetzer Hara? So we all know, Rav Osner explained so beautifully, L'olam yargiz odem Yetzer Toiv al Yetzer Hara. It is our job to anger our Yetzer Toiv, to go in and tell our Yetzer Hara to stop chapping us, to stop trying to have an effect on us and impact us and try to entice us. Our job is to go ahead and get the Yetzer Toiv to overcome our Yetzer Hara. Rav Osner explained so beautifully, there are many times we all do mitzvahs, and we do mitzvahs for ulterior motives. Ulterior motives. We do them, whatever the reason, or we expect glory, we want a yeshakoyach, we want our name on a wall, we want to be told thank you. Rav Osner says, to serve the Eibishter with Yetzer Hara is to go out and tell Yetzer Hara, no, I'm going to be fulfilling mitzvahs with no ulterior motives. I'm going to fulfill mitzvahs because this is the right thing to do. Because in my heart, I know this is what's right. Dovavi Mishan Evne. My father had a heart that was fortress like stone, four walls around that heart. This is what's right, and this is what we're going to do. There was never, ever a question what was right and what was wrong. What people need, that's what we're going to go ahead and do. And do. And we're not going to stop until we accomplish what needs to be accomplished. All that my father did was with all his heart and all his neshama. My mother told me today that the last couple of months my father wasn't feeling well. And my mother would say, listen, why don't you go rest? Rest, you gain your koyach. Then you can learn. He'd say, no, more and more and more learning. He took upon another chavrusa, no one he even knows, Rabbi Avi Arush in Eretz Yisrael, under him at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. So even after he left the base Medrash, he'd wake up in the middle of the night, run with him for an hour. He was in the process of writing over the Ahavas Chesed in English, so you can go ahead and teach over to people what does it mean to give. Learning in the morning, learning in the afternoon, learning at night. The image my children have of my father. He was with either on the phone doing chesed or with his sefer. He'd sit in my backyard outside. All he had was that Gemara, Nachal Ramban on the Parsha, Nachal Rav Pinchas, Nachal Rav Moshe. Toyer Eschayim, and Ehavas Chesed. Hafshe Ish, Ishma, Lemitzvah, Yisach, Vesayrosko, Devorach, Yosim, Alibay. However, today was Shabbos Kodesh. And we know that when it comes Shabbos during the 9 days, we say the words, Rav Loch Shabbos Be'eme Kabocha, which means Rav Loch Shabbos Be'eme Kabocha. Even in a time where we want to cry, how great Shabbos is. And Shabbos gives us a day to recharge, to realize what's important. As the rabbi said this morning, Leidas Hashem, to recharge our batteries in Emunah and Betachem. And about this Shabbos, you have a minute to tell over stories. Maisa Tzadikim is a beautiful, beautiful story from the Pia Zefna, from the Heilige Yesh Kodesh, that tells over in 1939-1940. There was a Yid Nebuch, like many other Yidin, who had his entire family butchered by the Nazis in Machshimun B'Zichro. And he was ready to give it all up, ready to say, I can't continue. But then he got news that Pia Zetzner Rebbe is going to go ahead and be leading Hakafas in a couple of days. It was Sukkot time. And he says, I don't believe anybody's going to show up. Everyone has the same feelings that I have. Everyone has gone through exactly what I've gone through. Who's going to come and dance with the Torah? Who's going to come and dance with the Torah? No way. So out of sheer curiosity, it comes a couple of days later on Simchas Torah,
And he goes and he's doubting that the Piyazesna is ever going to show up and anybody's going to show up, and he's not called the simplest player by night. And he allows himself to go towards the Beis Medrash. And as he gets to the Beis Medrash, the Oilam, very, very shach, is starting to dance with broken hearts. And then it comes, a couple minutes later, the Oilam says, the Piyazesna is coming, the Piyazesna is coming. And the Oilam says, are you aware? At the Piyazesna, he lost his children, his family, he lost everything. And he himself is coming to that office. And the Piyazesna comes, and with an amazing eslavus and an amazing brand, he starts to dance at Akafis. And then it comes after Akafis, and they give him an aliyah. And the Piyazesna, with unbelievable koichas, he says, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorach. And he benches the Eibush. And we all know that we say, and everything they just we bench. And we thank you. Kishem Shimabarak Mabarak Malatuya Mabarak Malira. And for that, we have to be able to gain closeness and stay dangerous. And I, on behalf of my entire family, my children, and my wife, my sisters, and my brother, I thank David for giving me such a time. Maybe Shahimik Ahak, special father, refusing to us, and Toy Chesed priorities, a love, a brand for Yiddishkeit, to realize what's important, to teach us the beauty of the Messiah, to teach us how beautiful it is that we come from such an amazing family, to have this achus, that all that my father has accomplished doesn't happen by itself. To have such a koyach and an inspiration to do that comes because my father was blessed with amazing, amazing parents who survived the war and rebuilt and rebuilt and rebuilt. Dedicated to Messiah. Dedicated to Torah and avoid the Gimel Chasodim. Years ago, I made a becher for my father and for the whole Mishpacha for Seder. I was very excited. It was the first time my father was going to come to us this door. And I made a becher for my father, Chvoid Avi Moiri. I made a becher for my mother, Chvoid Imi Merasi. And I remember very clearly when the person asked me, what do you want to run on the becher for your mother? And I wrote then, Ha'oyime, Misad, Yemein, Avi Moiri. And I wrote it. And I meant it. And I meant with every part of my heart. What is the hope to have such an amazing mother? My mother, as you all know, is the most selfless individual I have ever met. She never wants anything. My father's in the jewelry business. She didn't want any jewelry, didn't care for jewelry. She supported his acts of chesed. She supported his prayer. What an amazing Eishes Chayil. What an amazing mother. The Eibushter should give her koichas and nechamas. So for that I thank the Eibushter for giving us such an amazing, amazing tati. What is the host to be a son for 35 years? That I might bring you before how they have to think every now and then we have a party given to comment. We love you so much. No words can describe the curse of toy we have for you taught us. Know that you will continue to teach us and our children. But as you all know, my father wanted one thing, and that was to sit by that Gemara. And as Chazal teach us, Misha Tarek Be'erev Shabbos, Yoichol B'Shabbos, all the amazing Harvanya and all the Hasmada that he had in the Limud HaTorah is now going to serve him so beautifully. As he sits right now in Olam Haba, Yoish Shekulei Aruch, Yoish Shadiki, Yoish Shematri Seyim, Barashayim, V'nehen, and Mezibah Shechina. My grandparents, both my mother's parents and my father's parents, are there waiting to greet him with all the Heiliger Tzadiki, all the Baptists and Zayats, all the Heiliger Tzadiki. My father was Mr. Aminon Beli Melech Zayat Zaychof Alev Adar. For those who know, I'll tell you, he went in such a bakavadik way. We had a minyan and we davened nishmas. It was after Chatzos. And it's the Arab Shabbos and Chofal with Adad the Noy Mili Melech Zerzai. Oh, the Eilish should give this entire Kehillah and all of Klal Yisrael amazing Kaychus to continue all that my father has begun, all that he's done. We say in tonight's Zemiris, Kel Poydin Mi Kol Tzar, Kiro Nuchu Amin HaMeizar. He gives us so much, and he's watching over all of us, all of his wonderful, wonderful kinderlach. He knows how much we want to go ahead and be there for him and serve the Eibishter. Emes asher yish yishma u'mitzvei zecha v'sayroscho v'divaruch yasima libay. Just want to take a moment to thank the amazing staff at the hospital at Columbia Presbyterian, who really were so professional, kind, compassionate, and caring. Incredible, incredible people. I want to thank my father's wonderful friends, who of course, I won't be able to go through everybody, but especially Dr. Yehuda Weinberger and Dr. Ralph Marcus and Dr. Sal Levine, who really cared for my father, really, really did everything they could for his comfort and for his well-being. I want to thank the Rabbonim of the community who were always there for my father and supporting him in his amazing avodah and his milas chasodim. From Rabbi Kuzansky to Rabbi Baum. Rabbi Baum told me last week, he goes, I have no idea what I'm going to do without your father. Every time I had a problem, I said, no, call Rabbi Stern, call Rabbi Stern. I saw an email last week that came to my father's inbox from Frisch High School saying, Rabbi, what are we going to do with the children who need to go to Eretz Yisrael next year? What do we do? How do we establish it? To all the Rabbanim in this Kehillah, who really were there as a support mechanism for my father. I want to thank Rabbi Zatz, who really has been an incredible, incredible support for the Mishpacha the last 3 weeks. And Thursday night was there the entire night. Really there, the entire Mishpacha. And of course, I want to thank the entire staff of Project Ezra, who were there for my father and helping him realize his dream. And of course, to you, the community, this amazing, amazing community that I was like to grow up in. Amazing. Friends. Amazing, amazing people. I've seen my father go from a teacher to a business person and to realize his dream to be a Yishak Asad. So Yvasa Makshava Techila. My father's final act was exactly where he wanted to be. And that was the chesed. And all we could do is you could thank the Eibishter that all the tears. And this is really what my father would want. That he wrote some go for Nechop. She tossed him to him when he said, the guy's holy eyes. Eibishter, take all these tears. And let it be there for someone else. Let it be there for Yiddish Kindlach. We need. For Yiddish Kindlach. We need. All of the Negro fools and Yeshua's. That's what my father would want. Take the tears. It's not about us. About helping somebody else. The Eibishter should be that all those that my father helped should be continued to be helped, to be able to be stand on their own. All that my father davened for should be answered.
Place in Eretz Yisrael Hamlichot late tomorrow afternoon, early evening. Those who know people in Eretz Yisrael, please advise them so. The details for Shiva.
The Beit Lahav is in Israel? In Beit Shemesh.
The family will be sitting through Tuesday morning in Beit Shemesh at Devorah's house. A little unclear after that. Elisha is coming back on Tuesday. There will be Minyan for Mincha in the house on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Thereafter, all the times for Shiva will be announced so people will be able to go and offer the appropriate Nechama. Let me call upon Paul Grossman, the brother-in-law, or Yossi's brother-in-law, in lieu of Kamal Rachman, meaning he's about to say it at night, or Saitil Tess Zion. Thank you.
נחתם לדוד, שמרני אלי כי חסיתי זך. אמרת לאדוני, אדוני אתה, טובתי בעל עליך. לקדושים אשר בארץ המה, ואדירי כל חפצי בם. ירבו עצבותם אחר מהרו, בל אסיך נסחיהם מדם, ובל אשא את שמותם על שפתי. אדוני מנת חלקי וחוסי, אתה תומך גורלי. חבלים נפלו לי בנעימים, אף נחלת שפרה עליי, אברך את אדוני אשר יעצני, אף לילות יסרוני חיליותיי. שביתי אדוני לנגדי תמיד כמימיני בא לאמות, לכן שמח ליבי ויגל כבודי, אף בשרי ישכון לבטח. כי לא תעזוב נפשי לשאול, לא תיתן חסידיך לראות שחת. תודיעני אורח חיים, שובע שמחות את פניך, נעימות בימינך נצח.
We wanted to have the mitzvah being allowed to the Aron, the Tahara though is not yet finished. I think the Aron will be going directly to the airport, to JFK. You may want to go just to the cargo section and allow it there. Say then to Yossi, Lech b'shalom, b'sanuch b'shalom, b'samod l'gar lecho, l'keis hayomim. Go in peace and rest in peace. And arise, Joe, from the destiny at the end of days. Yizachar Baruch.